Hey everyone, welcome to the CrossFit Grandview podcast. What I'm going to be doing today is a quarterly programming podcast. I felt like what's been a little hole in just our content game is getting out the how and the why behind the training that you guys are doing in the gym. I get asked a lot of questions about, you know, how I put the workouts together, why we're doing certain things, and what I'm going to start to do is quarterly put out a podcast that just lays everything out, talks about the things we're working on, why we're working on them, and then I'll try and kind of chain into what we're going to be doing a little bit in the next quarter. So I'll probably roll these out right around every 3 to 3.5 months. Right now we have a focus that is going on between February and April, and then we sort of move into our summer program from there. So right now, so the way I like to break this down is each quarter I like to have a lifting focus, monostructural focus. So over the winter, you guys probably noticed we tested some rowing and some biking intervals. And so we tested a 5K row, a 2K row, and then today we're actually testing that 500 meter row. So this is bleeding in to this next quarter a little bit. And then what you'll see in 2 weeks, we'll be wrapping all of that up. And then with the bike, we did a 10 minute, a 5 minute, and then we will end up doing a 1 minute bike test. Okay. And then what we also, another thing I like to focus on is throughout that quarter and just basically once a month, we oftentimes do benchmarks, but I have three that I typically like to really focus on throughout the quarter, and ones that we're going to do some movements that we try and improve on the moves that will be applicable to that benchmark. I like to do a short one, a medium one, and a long one throughout a quarter, and they don't necessarily go in order. So this quarter we're going to end up doing a 30-minute one that's right around like 15 minutes, and then like a 3-minute workout, and I'll get into that a little bit later in this podcast. So first and foremost, one thing I get asked pretty consistently is what we're doing with the lifting. Back in the day, we used to do a lot of things like Wendler cycles before a workout, and a lot of people really enjoyed that. So you'd have like a strength set and then a WOD. And it's something you guys probably still see in our classes a fair amount, but it's not as consistent as like Monday through Thursday. All year round, we're doing a strength and a WOD. It's actually baked into the workouts a lot more than you guys think. And I'm going to start to explain how that works so you guys can wrap your head around it. And sometimes just wrapping your head around it really helps drive your intent and can help us get stronger. This past quarter, what we finished up was kind of a long, drawn-out barbell cycle with the slow lifts. So we did fives, threes, and then built into singles of back squat, front squat, deadlift, bench press, and a strict press. This quarter, our focus is going to be unilateral training. And this is a style of training where you're working one limb at a time, as opposed to bilateral training, which are things like the back squats, the barbell bench press, things of that nature. The primary benefit of unilateral exercises is that you are going to use both sides of your body equally. Doing this really helps with things like overtraining, overusing a dominant side. So a lot of us have maybe a leg that's a little longer or shorter than another one. And this tends to help kind of shore up some of those weaknesses. So it's going to help isolate and correct muscle imbalances, improve your balance, utilize your core muscles, and then it really helps in aiding in injury prevention. Also, if you have like a sore knee or back, this can actually help facilitate some rehabilitation as well. Some of the moves that you guys are going to be seeing, and that we've actually already started on this, is a Turkish get-up, a Bulgarian split squat, a Philly press, alternating box step-ups with weight, dumbbell bench press, single arm rows, alternating lunges. And we're going to cycle through all of these movements 2 times, okay? And we're going to do them in a little bit different fashion. So one thing you've already saw is the Turkish get-up. So we did our one on the right, one on the left on the minute for 10 minutes. And we did the same weight across. What you're going to see next on that, for example, is we're going to build up to a heavy triple on each side. So a little different style of strength set with that Turkish getup. So you're going to see all of those moves 2 times throughout the next 3 months in a strength set. The way I schedule strength is on odd weeks, Tuesdays and Fridays, you're going to get a lift and a WOD, with Tuesday typically being one of those unilateral lifts, and then Friday being a deconstructed Olympic lift. So what that means is it might be a complex of a lift. So it might be like snatch pulls into like a power snatch, or maybe a hang power clean into a split jerk. I'm just throwing out examples. So it's going to be pieces and parts of an ollie lift. And then even weeks on Wednesdays, we'll have a full strength day, which is very similar to today when I'm recording this, which is a full squat clean and split jerk, 20x1 on the minute. And you're going to see an accessory piece with that that typically supports the lift but is not a scored workout. Today's a little bit different, where we're scoring a 500-meter row on top of that. So just one full focus strength day on that Wednesday. So what you're seeing is it looks like, hey, we're focusing on strength 2 days 1 week, and then 1 day the following week. That being said, throughout these weeks as well, you will see workouts that have some strength baked in. Examples are workouts where we are going to do things like some double unders and ab mat sit-ups that buy you into a progressive strength set. We might be scoring like a triple on a front squat. So you're also going to see that on any given week, 2 to 3 days of that week, the strength is going to be the primary focus. And the workouts are also scheduled in a way where strength is the primary focus, where we don't get too far away from one given lift as well. Another theme that, if you have been coming to the gym on Sundays, is we've been doing something called Swole Sundays, and we're running that for 4 straight weeks. And those are weightlifting-based, typically upper body weightlifting-based workouts, things with like bench press, one-arm rows, strict handstand push-ups, strict dips, with some moderate or even low-intensity cardio baked in. So basically giving you a 45-minute cap to work through those strength sets, and then mixing in some biking or rowing in between lifts, but at a moderate pace. What you'll see when we wrap up our Swole Sundays, we will move into something called Skill Sundays for 4 weeks. And Skill Sundays, we're going to focus on a skill and then execute it in a workout. And I'll usually give you a few different options. Let's say we focus on a muscle up for a skill. So we'll all practice the muscle ups, and then we will execute a workout, and then I'll give some different options, ones with pull-ups, and then a banded, so we might have like a banded progression that we can work into the workout as well. So you're going to see Skill Sundays coming after we wrap up our Swole Sundays in about 2 weeks. Our monostructural focus, so we're moving from assault bikes and rowers, and we will be moving into running. Now, the running, we won't be getting into testing our running stuff until the end of this quarter, so more towards April, and it will again probably bleed into May. Because what I like to do when we start running, a lot of us haven't ran in, you know, 3 or 4 months. We start with some easy, like, hundreds and a 20-minute, like, say it's a 20-minute AMRAP, something where we're doing some weightlifting or some burpees and some things inside, taking a 100-meter run, and then coming back in. We'll start to work that into twos, fours, and then eventually eights. Once we're comfortable with those, then we'll start testing some of that running stuff. The same way we did with the bikes and the rowers, and I'll be baking a lot of that into workouts. But it's important that we go ahead and record those times when we do that. Again, you'll be seeing that most likely towards the end of April and into May, and we'll retest most of that towards the end of the summer. Our mixed modal focus, so we have a short, a medium, and a long, is going to be McGee, which is our longer one, which is a 30-minute AMRAP of 5 deadlifts at 275, 185, 13 push-ups, and 9 box jumps. So that's our long grinder. You'll be seeing that one sooner than later. I haven't plugged it in yet, but expect that within the next month. Later on, we're going to go ahead and see, I would say after McGee, we're going to see Fran. And then again, towards that April and May time, we're going to go ahead and see Nancy, which is a 400-meter run, followed by 15 overhead squats at 95-65, and it's 5 rounds. So that is going to be our mixed modal focused benchmarks that you can come to expect. And again, we're going to touch some stuff that that gets us prepped for it. So you'll see some overhead squats, you'll run some 400s, you know, we'll have a thruster focused workout and then a pull-up focused workout before we touch Fran. So you guys will be prepped and ready to attack those workouts, try and hit some PRs or at least set some benchmarks. And then again, we'll retest those workouts. So looking over this, I'm just trying to make sure that I've covered everything. This is really just going over the basic thought process of our all-level training for this next quarter. Leading into the summer, I have a progression that I've used the last couple years that I really like, where we'll basically test or train a strength the week before, whether it's like a deadlift or a snatch or a clean. And then we'll do that on a Wednesday. And then the following Monday, we're going to perform a workout with that, which is in the 4 minutes on, 4 minutes off format. A 200-meter run, and then reps with that at a lighter load. So then we'll test that dynamically. And we typically run that early in the summer with really good results. People get really dialed in, super fit with that progression that we run. So we can look forward to that. This unilateral training, I'm really looking forward to this. We haven't done this as a focus before, but I really think it's going to actually transfer really well into some PRs on things like back squats and bench press and overhead presses, because we're going to really correct all those muscle imbalances and improve our core muscles and things like that. It's also going to be a general theme in our Metcons as well. And if you guys did Monday's workout, where we did a single arm kettlebell clean, and then a lunge, and then a clean, and then a lunge on the other leg. That was a great example of this unilateral training. I know that started to light up my midline a lot when we were doing that. And then we're alternating legs. You kind of had to think about what you were doing the whole time, and it really trained you to use both sides of your body. I thought that was a great workout, and you guys are going to see a lot more workouts just like that. One thing that you guys can also look forward to this quarter is our spring social. So typically we had our end of the open party, and they punted the open this year to the fall. So we don't have that. But what we are targeting is I'm going to do a brunch for the gym at the old spot. So our good friend and member Tony Tanner's restaurant, and they do an awesome brunch there. So I'm going to do a brunch. I'm going to take care of some of you guys' drinks and buy all you everybody food. We will have a limited amount of guests that will be allowed, and I think it's going to be about 50. We'll have a sign-up sheet in the athlete's corner. It's going to be first come, first serve. Typically, I allow members to bring a friend to all of these parties, but since we have a tight cap of about 50 people, it's going to be a members-only party. But if you guys sign up, once I get it in there, you'll be good to go. And I think that's a good solid number, and most of the people who want to go will be able to go. If we have an overwhelming response, I'll try and come up with another contingency because I don't want a lot of people to get shut out. We are targeting April 18th. I'm not going to officially announce that on Wattify until we get that date locked down in the times, but it's going to be after that last class that we have at 11:30. So it'll probably have a start time of right around 1 p.m. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. This is going to be an audio only podcast. If you have any questions, shoot an email to Brandon@CrossFitGrandview.com, and I can clarify anything you're confused about on this podcast, programming podcast. Thanks, guys.